Hi everyone, welcome to People I Almost Know. I'm Michelle, and my guests today are Bex and Susie of the Mean Mommies Club. I almost know the Mean Mommies from Facebook and from their annual zombie walk, and I've been curious about how their group got together and their process of organizing into a nonprofit. The third annual zombie walk is also just around the corner, and I wanted to find out all about that as well. Bex and Susie are a lot of fun, and I think you'll like them. Listen in as they take us on a Mean Mommies tour and as they share their surprise and excitement over their zombie success. And I hope you enjoy this as much as I did. You guys ready?
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready.
We're ready. Okay, so I'm here with a couple of Mean Mommies. And that doesn't mean they're mean. It just means they're part of the Mean Mommies Club of Fredericksburg. That's where I live. And so if you guys want to just tell me who you are so we know who we're talking to.
Hi, I'm Mean Mommy Bex. And
I'm Mean Mommy Susie.
So we're here to talk about, I know about the Mean Mommies Club because of my cousin, Crystal, who's also a Mean Mommy. She must be Mean Mommy Crystal.
She's Mean Mommy Chris.
And Mean Mommy Chris. Oh, that's true. That I call her Chris, too. So what I wanted to just do first is ask you guys, what is the Mean Mommies Club of Fredericksburg?
Legally, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, but we started out just as a group of friends.
Okay.
We all met about 8 years ago on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yes. We were on a public internet forum, and we had all, as a group, kind of joked with people and made jokes, and then they started saying, well, we don't want to hang out with the Mean Mommies, so we just kind of took that and ran with it.
Were they being serious, or was it just joking back?
No,
they were being serious.
Well, here's what, you know, on your Facebook, I've seen a couple times, we're not mean mommies because we're mean to our kids.
No.
What makes you guys mean mommies?
What I like to say is we're not mean to everybody, we're just mean to stupid people. And that is, you know, so I think that's where we draw the line.
Yeah. We're not mean mommies, we're mommies who are mean. If that makes any sense at all.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people who would like to be mean to stupid people or mean to mean people, and that, you know, we just I don't have it in me. Because I know that I'm not quite capable of keeping up the mean.
Yeah.
Like, once they're mean back to me, I'm like, oh.
I
don't know what to say.
I'm sorry.
Between the eight of us, I think we keep the mean going pretty good.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so you guys started on the internet. At what point did you guys meet in person? And is everybody kind of from Fredericksburg, or how does that work?
We're all from Fredericksburg.
From the Fredericksburg
area.
Yeah, we've got North Stafford. Angel's from North Stafford, but I think that's the furthest out we go. No, Sarah lives in Woodbridge.
Oh, Sarah lives in Woodbridge.
Yeah,
so we're all kind of, well, you know, over the years, again, it's been 10, 8 years, something like that. Everybody's kind of moved. Everybody started in Fredericksburg, but we've all kind of dispersed. One of us moved to New Zealand.
Oh, yes. That's Tree?
Tree, okay. Yeah. So we've all kind of dispersed over the years. But
so technically, the furthest person away is New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah. But we've all stayed pretty local. Spotsy, Fredericksburg, Stafford.
Okay, so I had no idea that you guys had been a kind of group for that long.
And again, it was just a joke between all of us for the longest time. It wasn't until about 3 years ago that we were sitting around and we're like, we're so funny. People love us. We have to be, like, people have to see us. We just can't keep this funny to ourselves anymore. So I made the Facebook page.
Okay, and so then, that started with you.
Yeah, well, you know, I asked everybody, hey, you guys, let's do this. Let's make a Facebook page. And we did. And we thought it was just going to be, like, the 10 of us liking it.
Right.
And that was it. And then it kind of exploded. And within, like, 2 weeks, we had, like, 300 people. And so at that point, it was like, well, we got to do something with this. We can't, you know, we got to give back. We have such a strong voice.
Yeah, and then I think it was Terry who decided she wanted to be dressed as a zombie at some point. And fine, then let's do a zombie walk.
Yeah.
And everything kind of went on from there.
Yeah, it just snowballed, actually.
That's the word, snowballed.
Okay, so in 2011 was the first zombie walk. And I did read, that was one of the things that interested me, is when I was reading back on our newspaper's online newspaper, Fredericksburg.com, at the end of the 2011 zombie walk, that was the first one, they said that it was put on by a local group of moms, basically. Mm-hmm. The Mean Mommies, a local group of moms. And they didn't make any, it didn't sound like anything but just a group of women. Mm-hmm. So this is what they said. They called Mean Mommies an informal group of about a dozen area women. And my cousin Chris said in that paper, we didn't know what to expect. It was really just a backyard thing, and it just got bigger and bigger. And they also described it as that first zombie walk as just, we wanted to have a dress-up thing.
Yeah.
And like, exactly. A dress-up thing? 600 people showed up.
Yeah. Well, we knew we wanted to do something for charity. Because, okay. You know, we knew there were people that were less fortunate than us. And, again, we were really, really loud, and we could get things done. We knew that. So we said, okay, what are we going to do that isn't going to involve a lot of work from us,
right.
You know, that'll be easy. And so the zombie walk.
And it has to be fun because
we're
Mean Mommies.
And it has to be fun, and we want kids, and we want it to be something that's just not typical.
Right.
You know, bake sale, car wash, whatever. So it honestly did. I think it was Terry that just said, well, I want to dress up like a zombie. And we were all like, oh, we can do this. We can make a charity event based around zombies.
Next thing we knew, we were making phone calls saying,
yeah.
Hey, can you donate a prize? Hey, can we borrow your land? Hey, can...
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
And it was, yeah. It was all... I mean, it wasn't luck. We are skilled. But
we are so totally skilled.
I mean, we thought that people were just going to be, like, slamming doors in our faces, and we're going to be like... Who are you? What do you want? No, we're not going to give you prizes. No, or you can't.
And we figured if there were like 10 people showed up,
yeah.
Oh, well, we've done it. We've tried.
And
we'll move on. And we had no idea just what we'd stumbled upon.
Okay, so at that point, when that first zombie walk happened, you guys were still just a regular group of moms. So that was true? Or at what point did you go from being your group of friends to being a nonprofit? You know, all those legal 501.
Just after the first one, when we realized what we had created, the monster we'd created, we then realized we would have to do something legal to get this all in order to be able to do these kind of events again.
Okay.
And raise this kind of money. Because, you know, people want formal receipts. People, you know, and we wanted to make sure that there were never any questions. It was, you know, we were above board. And
because we do kind of make some people angry, so we just wanted to make sure that they could never come back and be like, well, you're not even a 501c3. So
yeah, we wanted to cover all bases, cover our butts, and make sure that, you know, everything was legal.
Who do you make angry?
Yeah.
Can we
name names?
But I mean, are you talking about just on your Facebook posts and stuff like that? Or are you talking about? Okay. Well, that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you guys. a few months ago, you know, back in last school year, somebody posted on you know Facebook about an incident where she brought, you know, peanut butter sandwiches to school and to the preschool. And I read this little post, and it read to me as though she was talking about, you know, this is a mommy fail. And I, you know, sometimes I don't do that great of a job,
yeah.
And it makes me feel bad. And the next thing you know, this Facebook feed explodes with people that are, you know, all, you know,
peanut
you
butter.
Guys, yes, oh my God, you know, about the peanut butter allergies and how, you know, I'm like, that's not what she was talking about. She has no problem with there being, you know, no peanut butter rule. That this was a moment of confession from her that was a very personal kind of thing.
Yeah.
As a mom who was feeling a little insecure maybe about herself, and all of a sudden, you guys were being attacked for, well, you don't understand.
You hate children.
Yeah, I know.
So we could say the sky was blue and still get attacked.
Well, and this is my question.
People
there are
that
people
misinterpret
out there who,
it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they stumble upon us because, I mean, we throw it out there. Like, really take everything that we post with a grain of salt, because we're just, this is just our stress release. This is how we make jokes, how we make, you know, funnies. And but somehow we get these very serious people that...
I guess by the nature of the way we think, we're going to attract people who have to think the opposite way.
Yes.
And, we tend to attract the crazies.
Well, it did seem, I'm like, I don't remember if I posted on there or not, but what I was thinking is, I just don't understand where you got that from, this little blurb about... Yeah. You know, how the teacher followed me to the car to berate me the whole way about peanut allergies and how we're not allowed. I'm like, and I felt bad for her. And then, she's being attacked again. I'm like, and that's what I thought. I was like, oh my gosh, some of you guys are crazy. And there's, I blog and I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter. And you do, when you enter into that, basically relationship with the world, you open yourself up to, you open yourself up to the public, basically, and to the people who are going to be mean to you. So has that in any way changed the group, or has it made you guys, come kind of be stronger in your feelings, or?
I think we were all kind of opinionated in the first place,
yeah.
So it didn't really change much.
It would be a really boring page, too, if we were just posting stuff and everybody was going, ha-ha, you're so funny, I totally agree with you. We wouldn't be able
and
to
no,
have any fun.
No, we don't always agree with each other. On the Facebook page, you'll see, everything's by the Mean Mummy Club, and it could be any one of us. And we disagree within each other, within our group. And I guess when that starts going, then other people feel the need to join in.
Okay.
So, but I mean, for the most part, we're on the same side. But there are, there are eight of us. We're a diverse group. We, we have all different backgrounds, and we don't all see eye to eye on every single issue. So I guess when we start to, when we have a philosophical disagreement, everybody else feels they need to jump in.
That's pretty interesting and cool, though, that you can be friends and work together for certain purposes, and at the same time allow each other to not agree with you.
But I mean, we have to have that, because sometimes, somebody will throw out an idea and it'll be a really bad idea. And we all agree that that's a wonderful idea, but it's really a bad idea.
We balance each other out. And we have Christians, we have atheists, we have
Republicans, Democrats,
Democrats, liberals. Yeah, we we run the whole gamut, so it's not like we're not eight clones of each other. We're certainly very different people.
And our core values, I think, are all the same. It's very much like a marriage. Like, we make the joke that we're sister wives, but it's very much like a marriage. I mean, we are stuck with each other, so we understand that, just like a marriage, you're going to have your tiffs, but at the end of the day, you never go to bed angry.
And one day we're all going to leave our husbands and live on a commune together. Yeah. So
don't tell them that.
Okay, so you're a nonprofit. How do you decide? I know that you support certain charitable organizations. At what point did you guys decide, or how did you decide, this is who we're going to support, and what's that all about?
Well, the first year, especially with us not having a 501c3, and we were hesitant about accepting cash money, so we had to figure out a way around that. And we said, food banks. We'll just collect food and then give it to the food banks and cleaning supplies for the Hope House. So that's kind of how the food bank thing came along.
And then, there was one Mean Mummy who had a particular fondness for the Hope House, and people wanted to give cash donations, so we figured, okay, well then all the cash donations go to the Hope House, because that way we're not, we're completely above board. And the way around not being a registered charity was to make sure that everything went directly to the charities.
Okay, so that's how it works. You're a nonprofit, but you raise money and you give it to the charities.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Yeah, everything that, if anybody, we have a little cash donation box at the Zombie Walk. If you forget your food, you can just put a dollar or two in there, and everything, all of that goes directly to the Hope House. We don't even, it comes right out of there, and we give it right to them. So.
Okay, so here's one of the things I want to ask you, too, is I've seen a couple events that you guys have done where you tell me what this is about, because I don't remember precisely, when you are bartenders.
This is an infamous story because it did not turn out the way that we wanted it to.
Oh, really?
We had
didn't exactly raise any money for anybody.
But we had a lot of fun, and I guess that's what counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, and it wasn't on our part. It was, the event was not planned, and I'm trying to nicely say this as I mean, mommy.
Well, you know, and that's just something that we don't have to talk about.
No, we can
necessarily
talk about it.
Okay.
Nothing
we're
is
just
off limits.
We're just trying to be nice.
Yeah, the event just wasn't planned properly, and it was for like a music festival, and there was nobody there. And so
we had outlaid money for special t-shirts.
the mean beer went shirts.
But you can wear that anywhere.
Thank you.
It didn't turn out as planned, and we didn't make any money, but that's okay, because part of it is getting our name out there and letting people know what we do.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun for us.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun for us.
Yeah, we'll pour beer any day.
We're really good at it.
Well, are there other things that you guys do throughout the year?
We did the Lilithon Fair, but it's just, again, we're just moms. Most of us have jobs, so the Zombie Walk, I mean, we start preparing for that in, late July, early August.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So to throw another event in there, it's just very difficult for us to do.
If occasions arise where there's an event that we think we can do some good, there's mutual benefit there, then we'll do an event. But the Zombie Walk is definitely our main focus.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get fully into the Zombie Walk, like the actual nuts and bolts of the Zombie Walk. Okay. So 2011 was the first Zombie Walk. Mm-hmm. You weren't a nonprofit at that point. And did you know right away then that you're going to do this every single year? I read that you guys had 700 people signed up on Facebook before it even started. 600 people showed up.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you guys are just a mom's group and you're making phone calls. Hey, can we meet in your field?
Yeah.
And I saw the instructions were, we're going to meet for orientation over in the parking lot by the empty parking lot by the liquor store.
Yeah.
I'm like, woo, okay.
Yep. I actually, that was one of those phone calls we call the silver group. Hey, do you think we could use that empty lot that you've got downtown just for a bunch of people to meet up? And they're like, sure, we're not building on it yet.
Really?
Make sure you leave it as you found it. And they like, okay, go ahead. So that
just
was
happened to be prime real estate beside the liquor store.
Just
a coincidence. So if you didn't have expectations of what it was going to be like, and you see all of a sudden you have these 700 people signed up on Facebook, not all of them are going to show up, but I would not expect 600 of the 700 to show up.
Yeah.
So how do you prepare for that?
You can't. That day we showed up, we showed up at noon. It was going to start at 3. So, we just had everything set up with bins for people to put their donations and crossed our fingers. And when people just started coming towards us and coming, more coming, and then a bus pulls up and then more coming, and we're like, oh, boy. And, we're just like, okay, we'll take the food. And we arranged with the Fredericksburg.com to use their lobby to store the food. And we just stored the food and crossed our fingers.
How much food was it? 1,200 pounds?
Yeah, it was like 1,200 pounds of food.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah.
Okay, so cut to last year, 2012. Now, I did go to that one. I'm like a zombie fear person. So I did not dress up. I told my friend, it's like, if you go, I will go, you know. But I was like, but I'm not dressing up. And but it was, you would have no idea that this was just your second year. It was totally organized. You had all your tables. You had bracelets that you're giving people. You had booths. You were selling T-shirts. What is the difference in your group between those 2 years? I mean, what happened internally?
I think for the second year, we allocated specific jobs for each person, and everybody was responsible for their own area. You know, we learned from the year before, you know, how many people may show up, and you know, how to deal with moving the food, storing the food, passing on the food, and what we were allowed to do, because we got a permit for the park.
Okay.
So it kind of opened up opportunities for us. On when we were filling out the permit form, will we have vendors? Oh, there's an idea.
Learn as you go, huh?
Yep, and then because the first one, people were saying, anything to eat, I really need something to eat. So, okay, so we can have vendors, people want food, and it kind of just created itself.
Well, there were a lot of kid volunteers, a lot of teenagers there last year, too. So you guys recruit your family?
Yeah. No, but I mean, we are allowed to sign off on community service hours.
Oh.
So we have a lot of kids from the college and the high schools and stuff that show up, like, you know, honor society, stuff like that, that show up. So, I mean, I can't imagine that would be a bad gig for community service, right? I'd do it.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the actual walk last year. I mean, did it meet your expectations? Did it go above and beyond, or?
Oh, I think it went above and beyond.
Yeah.
We knew it was going to be good based on the first year, but again, it grew and grew. So, you know, I think we were happy with the outcome. It was, I mean, we did 2,000 pounds of food.
Wow. So 800 more? Am I my math right?
Uh-huh.
I'm terrible at.
Yep. Yeah, and there were 800 to 1,000 people last year. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so the paper estimated 800. How do you keep track of that?
With every donation, we give a person a ticket.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got my tickets.
And we keep track of the number of tickets we've given out, because we give you half the ticket and we keep half. So then we keep our half in a jar, and then afterwards we just count the tickets.
Okay.
So it's very rudimentary, but...
Anyone listening has a better way of doing this, let us know.
Well, yeah, because
if anybody would like to donate a digital counter or some kind of way, then
Happy. Because it's like a mass of humanity. And I got there early, so before it was kind of really going. And then by the time it was over, that whole park was just filled with zombies. So, like, okay, I wasn't scared, but I was a little creeped out, and I didn't want anybody to touch me, you know. It was a lot of zombies there.
And you have people that have very, you know, just like there's some blood on them and go, and then you have people that are professionals, that this is what they do for their jobs, and they show up, I mean, just complete costume,
yeah,
decked out, and they are quite scary.
Yeah, some of them can be scary. I don't understand the whole zombie phenomenon. So.
Oh, really?
No, she doesn't.
No. Great position to put me in, but yeah, I just don't get it. But I see some of the effort some of the people put in for their costumes, and it amazes me. There are people who must work on these things for weeks to get their costumes.
Well, I just had no idea. I had, before I came, I was like, well, you know, it's my cousin's group, and let's go and have some fun, and as long as I have a person with me to hide behind, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But there were kids. I took a picture of a little girl, and her baby doll was dressed as a zombie.
She was so cute.
Oh my gosh, it was adorable. And this year, one of the things I will get into a little bit more in a second, but one of the things that I didn't know and I was nervous about is that I thought, oh, I'm going to be the only one not dressed up. But there are lots of people who come. Just, I consider us survivors. We're just dressed as survivors.
Yes. And I've heard stories of people that just happen to be like downtown walking around, and see the zombie walk, and then they just follow it back to see what's going on. So that happened, I think, last year with one of my son's friends, and they just showed up and they, you know, made a donation and got tickets and won like 3 raffles.
No way!
Yep, we get lots of prizes.
She was like, this is the best thing ever.
Okay, so this year we're coming up close to it. It's November 2nd. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to just ask you guys a little bit about the charities. So you're doing the food bank again, King George Food Bank.
We're doing the King George Food Bank, Seeker, and Serve.
Okay, and also Hope House again?
And Hope House.
So can you guys tell me just a little bit about each of these charities? Like, what is Hope House about?
Hope House is a women's shelter. It's downtown.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, and it's for women and their children.
Okay.
It basically provides women with the tools to get back into society after a rough relationship. Gives them, a fresh start.
Okay, great. Now, I never heard of Sika. What is Sika? Or maybe I just don't know what that is.
Sika is the Spotsylvania Food Bank.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know what the...
Yeah, it's like Spotsylvania Emergency Concerns Agency.
Yeah. Okay.
Or something along those lines.
And then what is Serve?
Serve is the Stafford Food Bank.
Okay, so we've got food banks, so what you want people to bring is non-perishable food, mm-hmm. and then... cleaning supplies and paper towels?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So when you come in, you do the walk first and then you stay for the costume contest. And what are the
categories?
Yeah.
Well, we have a whole bunch, but the ones off the top of our heads that we can remember, we should know this too because we're on the prize committee thing. Whoops.
Yeah.
There's best parent, like best couple, best family, best child, best children's cosplay.
What is cosplay?
That's when you dress up as a video game character.
Oh, cool.
Or a comic book or anything like that.
Yeah, because didn't last year it was the kids who were with the goggles and stuff.
Oh, this was it. The steampunk kids.
Yeah, steampunk kids.
I think the year before that, it was the Plants vs. Zombie guys. I don't know if you've ever played that game, but we had a bunch of guys dressed up like that.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, that's a
fun people go out. The one I really loved, the Bride and Groom.
Mm-hmm.
And weren't they Bride and Groom? I heard they were Bride and Groom the first year. They were a different color combination Bride and Groom this year, mm-hmm. this past year.
Yeah.
Yeah, people definitely go all out. We've had, pregnant zombies. Jesus zombie.
With Katy Perry zombie last year.
Taylor Swift was so cute.
They were so cute.
Oh, we had beauty queen zombies. I like those. They actually looked really good too. Oh, and people looked kind of real.
Yes.
Okay. So what are your expectations for this year in terms of turnout? I mean, do you think it'll be like last year? Or do you think this is continuing to grow?
I mean, we hope so. And every time I go to talk to anybody, our name is definitely known now, and it's very, people, especially, downtown, because it does bring them a lot of money.
Oh, does it?
So, yeah, I mean, because the zombies usually just hang out down there when they're done. So we
really?
Offer...
there's a zombie in my shop.
Well, the last 2 years, what we've done is taken signs that they can hang in their door that say, zombies welcome.
Oh, cool.
And a lot of, the restaurants will do drink specials meal specials for anybody dressed up as a zombie. So it does bring money in for them as well. But they're excited. They know about us. But unfortunately, for some reason, on our Facebook page, nobody is RSVPing.
I think we're getting a bit of confusion because we have two Facebook pages. We have the Fredericksburg Zombies page, the Facebook page, and then we have the event page.
Okay.
And people are replying to one or the other.
Okay.
So hopefully if we can add the numbers together,
we'll be right okay. Number. But as you know, Mean Mommy Chris is very Southern, and she's serious about her RSVPing and her thank you notes. So she's just she's, nobody's RSVPing. But I think just from word of mouth and just talking to people and how excited they are about it, I think it will be at least the same number as last year.
Well, just to let you know, my friend Tony, who came with me last year, when we were leaving, when we were driving away, she said her son Duncan was 5 at the time. I wonder if Duncan would be scared here because there's lots of kids here. And she started talking to me about the zombie walk before you guys announced it. And so we're coming again, and her son is coming, and he's like, I don't want to just go. I want to dress as a zombie. So we're going to be there, RSVP'd.
Yay.
Yeah, but it's really, really cool. Any final thoughts about the Zombie Walk, about Mean Mommy's Club, or anything that people would need to know? Parking, I didn't think about that. And when they should come on.
Parking, that's a really good reminder, because I probably need to call the FLS and ask if we can use their parking lot again.
Carpool, I guess.
Yeah.
Save the environment.
Carpooling's definitely a good idea. It's downtown Fredericksburg.
Right.
You know, people hopefully know what to expect from parking in downtown Fredericksburg. But I guess what we didn't touch on is there's also entertainment there during.
Oh, okay.
Last year we had a zombie dance troupe who did Thriller.
Yeah, that was cool. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just hoping for as many people as last year. If we can do that, then we're doing well.
Okay, so everybody clean out your cupboards. I've already looked in my pantry, and this sounds stupid, but every time I look at my pantry, I keep thinking I'm not going to survive the zombie apocalypse. But I'm still going to clean it out and bring it for you guys. Okay, so it is November 2nd. What, three to six?
Yep. It starts at 3. It will be over before 6, but that's when we have to be gone.
Like last year, people just kind of was lingering. Yeah, I was there a solid 3 hours.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're not going to
people can
people
do whatever
out at
they'd
6
like,
o'clock,
but we but have to
we
be gone.
Have to be, we have to have our setup out by
and
6
it is
o'clock.
At her camp park downtown.
Okay. And people get there early. I tell you, one of the things that also surprised me is that when I got there, I think I got there at 2 o'clock, 2:30. There were people already there in character, and they did not break character. I think one person broke character when he won a prize. And one young lady, her mom said she did not break character, I mean, literally the whole time. And she was there early because you guys were there early. But her mom said she won a prize, and then a little later her mom said, come on, we got to go so you can change so we can go volunteer. And she broke character then. I'm like, she's a real person. So, I mean, the volunteering seems to be really, a big deal. I thought that was really great. All right, and that's it. November 2nd, Her Camp Park in Fredericksburg, 3 to 6. Come early, bring lots of food.
Yes.
And paper towels and cleaning supplies.
Yes.
And you guys have I just saw you guys now have a Twitter account. It's at FredZombies. And you have a website, FredZombies.com. And you guys can find Mean Mommies at Facebook.com/Mean Mommies.
Yes.
And I will link all that.
Okay.
And link for the charities that you guys work with. And that's
it. You can also find us on the web, facebook.com/FredZombies.
Okay, very good. I'll link all of that. And we hope to see some people at the Zombie Walk. I'm going to be there and with my camera, and I'll post some of my pictures from last year. It was so fantastic. I really, really enjoyed it a lot. I'm looking forward to this year. Thanks, you guys, so much for coming and talking to me.
Thank you.
Yay! All right, bye.
Bye.
My thanks to Mean Mommies Susie and Bex for coming out to talk to me. And if you're going to be anywhere near the Fredericksburg area on November 2nd, I hope you'll come on out to the Zombie Walk. Thanks so much for listening. And if there's something you'd like to talk about or someone you'd like me to talk to, you can drop me a line on the website or give me a shout on Twitter or on Facebook. And if you'd like to meet other people I almost know, subscribe on iTunes or on the Stitcher app or visit peopleialmostknow.com.